சுவாமி ரமணானந்தாஸ் சமாதி பை மேரி டோனேர். யூ மஸ்ட் நோ பை நவ் தட் சுவாமிஜி வெங்கட்டு பாஸ்ட் அவே ஆன் 26th டிசம்பர் அட் 8:30 இன் தி ஈவினிங். ஹி ஹேட் அட்டெண்டட் ஜெயந்தி தி டே பிஃபோர். சுவாமிஜி டிடன்ட் கம் ஃபார் தமிழ் பாராயணம் தட் டே. ஐ லிங்கர்ட் இன் தி ஆஷ்ரம் ஆஃப்டர் பாராயணம் and was standing outside Mother's shrine at 8:30 p.m. talking to some friends. So I was in the ashram when Swamiji got absorbed, but I didn't know it at the time. In the morning I went to the 4:30 puja and stayed for the chanting of Vishnu Sahasranamam. Then I went to Swamiji's room after taking prasad. They had popped him up on a table leaning against the window with an orange cloth around his jaw so to hold his head up. You wouldn't believe how peaceful it was. We were beholding a sannyasi in samadhi. I thought he was still alive and in very deep meditation. I prostrated and sat for a while. Sushila and Sudaram were there with a few devotees. It was very intimate because it was early morning and still dark outside. One lady devotee began to chant the Vishnu Sahasranamam. I left the room feeling somewhat sad, but that was soon swept away by the beauty and naturalness of the whole event. It happened just after Jayanti, which he had attended. There was no suffering. He just went to the bathroom, vomited a little, lay down, and then dropped the body. What a fitting end to someone who had dedicated his whole life to Sri Bhagavan and to the ashram. They buried him with the full rites of a sannyasi. They put Swamiji's body in the same place that they put Sri Bhagavan's picture at Deepak time. After Abhishekam, they carried the body to the Samadhi pit and the priest lowered it down. It was then filled with salt, vibhuti and earth. There may have been something else too. They covered the pit, sealed it with stones and put a small lingam that is now covered with flowers. His Samadhi tomb is next to his father's Samadhi, just below where they do the Sri Vidya Haven, in the area where they used to keep the potted plants. His body is facing the hill. We all felt very fortunate because it was almost as if we were witnessing Sri Bhagavan's burial, which I believe was done in a similar fashion. It was a beautiful ceremony, and the priests will continue to do puja to the lingam now until the 9th January. There was of course sadness because Swamiji was the link between Bhagavan and the ashram, and also because he was a great physical presence here. But at the same time, the atmosphere is so light because it was all so perfect